Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP and Melissa, and we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing? I'm going to assume Melissa's doing fine because she's getting grapes on mute. But how are you doing, JP?
I'm doing good. I took a nice long shower and detangled my hair in the shower because I was just like, I'm going to be lazy. So
that's not lazy. That's the best time to do it. Man, I won't I used to dry detangle my hair, but I heard it, or not really dry detangle my hair, but I would like spray it, like spritz it with some water and then comb through it. And then somebody was like, don't do that. Do that shit in the shower. Like, you can condition it, put conditioner in it, let that conditioner sit for a little bit. Or spray it, put conditioner in it, let that conditioner sit for a little bit, and then do it in the shower. And I was like, oh my god, whoever invented this was a genius, because it fucking, god damn it, does it work so well. So I don't detangle my hair any other way. Nope. And like I said, I'm assuming Melissa's doing good. So, hey, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. I'm back.
Yeah, wasn't she's here. Back. See, we didn't devolve into, like, me ranting and Melissa doing her lust over certain celebrities. See?
I listened to last week's show, and you almost did.
No. We didn't almost. We was far away from that. We was good.
Mm-hmm.
Good was within our soul. All of it.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Even though y'all were talking about, who did y'all call Jamie General Zod?
Okay, first of all, she took that name. She was happy we called her that. So you can't really say that.
You know. It's not really an insult if she said that we could call her that.
Yeah, so, like, she was like, cool, I'm General Zod now. She was happy with that. Was that Melissa?
I think that is Melissa. You sound distant. Is that you talking behind your mountain of grapes?
It's not a mountain, it's a small hill.
A tiny hill of grapes. Anyway. you sound so far away. Anyway, moving on. Let me start with the regular spiel. I'm going to say to everyone, thank you for your donations. If you haven't donated to us yet and want to know how, make sure you go check out nerdgasmnoir.net. There's nifty link on the sidebar to donate your Twitter account to us and also to donate to us money. Definitely check out nerdgasmnoir.net. That's where the podcast goes. If you love us, you'll probably love nerdgasmnoir.net as well. And that's also the easiest way to share it with your friends. Just tell them to go to nerdgasmnoir.net, whatever they listen to us on, whether it be Facetunes. Sorry. The RSS feed, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, they can find out how to listen to us there. You can also find out how to follow us on all social media, whether it be Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, Facebook. I'm pushing through it. You can also find our voicemail, where you can call and leave us a joke. It's not unusual to leave us a joke. Or pretty much, if you also want to contact us, you can find that on nerdgasmnoir.net/contact. Moving on, we have our Nerdtastic news this week. We got two good articles coming from the Nerdgasm Noir G+ community.
What was that?
That was me trying to get all the huggly bugglies out of my mouth. Because, you know, I figured out what might be the reason for me constantly flubbing my words is because I'm trying to rush through conversations. Like, I feel like when I talk to people, I have to hurry up and get my thoughts out. And if I don't hurry up and get my thoughts out, I'm either going to forget. Well, most likely I'm going to forget. And so that's probably the reason why I tend to flub words. And so I'm trying to be better at that. The problem is now I feel like I'm talking really slow, and that is driving me crazy. So crazy. Anyway, there's a cool Indiegogo project going on.
So the filmmaker for this web series called Surviving the Dead is it Regan or Regan Gomez?
Regan. She's what is her face? Her face. I know her face.
Right. I know
she was on Parenthood. She's on Love That Girl. She was on Twitter.
I think I remember her most from Parenthood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think most people.
So Regan Gomez is doing a campaign on Indiegogo for her web series called Surviving the Dead. So the web series follows the character Shayla, who is a nurse working in a hospital when a mysterious flu takes over the city. So she's forced to flee the city with her younger sister Lucy, and they discover that the virus is not a easy take some NyQuil, call me in the morning fix. Then
it's zombies.
Right. And then they discover that their father is somehow involved with the virus, and they're being hunted by the government, and all they know is now it's up to them to save the fate of mankind. Now, mind you, the two main characters are going to be women of color, black women. That is awesome. So please support this web series. So they are about... So their goal is $8,500. Right now that they're around $2,700, so about 32%. So please, please, 31 days left. Let's show them our support and contribute.
Yeah, always. I don't know about you, but I like to donate to Indiegogo projects that are by people of color that actually look like a lot of fun. That looks like an interesting thing. An interesting thing. Again, slow down, Deanna, you can do this. You're a full-grown adult human being. You pay bills. You can do this.
So,
but yeah, it seems like a fun concept. It seems... I don't know if it would qualify under Carefree Black Girl.
I say it does.
Because, I don't know. Because I don't know if the Carefree thing encompasses the horror genre. But if it does, but even if it doesn't, fuck it. I just like cool, interesting concepts that also happen to have black girls at the front and center of it. Because you don't get a lot of that unless it's something like from an Indiegogo. And then when it's from an Indiegogo, you have to, like, put money towards it. So please put money towards it to help them so they can do this so I can actually see this cool shit happen. Yay! That's my attempt to get you to donate things. I'm such a salesman. Next story from the G Plus community.
Well, it's okay. Oh. Not it's for me, but whatever.
Next story from JP.
Yeah, I'll have to post on the G Plus community because So I wrote it down because I was like, oh, I'm gonna post this in the community, and then did not because I'm scatterbrained. So everyone knows it. I forget stuff like 2 seconds later if I'm not reminded. But the Avengers 2 plot synopsis was released today, and I think the trailer was released today also.
So
I'm reading the synopsis. It sounds solid. It's pretty much Tony Stark, you know, doing science shit, messing with shit he shouldn't be messing with. So he
fucking around with science and made bad things.
He decided to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, which kind of sounds like it's going to piggyback on the Ant-Man thing, because Hank Pym is the one who kind of created. Well, I'm hoping that they kind of will bring in the fact that Prim created Ultron to be a peacekeeping program, but it goes murderous. So,
Hank Pym / Ant-Man. Those are both the same person, Deanna. You're a smart human being. Is he going to be in the Avengers too?
I don't think he
is. Or are they just going to like cameo him because they're still working on his intro movie?
We are not sure. I'm not sure how they're going to do this. But we just, because it'll be kind of weird not to kind of do a mention or anything about Ant-Man, considering he is the one who could created Ultron.
They'll probably, you know what it'll probably be? He might not be in it, but I bet you he'll be in the after trailer sneaky preview thingy bopper. They're going to be like, oh, we had to find the creator of the program. And then Tony Stark goes, hey, dude, I kind of fucked shit up. What's going on here? And then introduction to Ant-Man.
Right. So
is it going to be Paul Rudd?
I'm still kind of, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see him in a serious role.
But you know what tripped me out? What tripped me out is, I may have mentioned this before, but the dude that played Kick-Ass and the not Olsen twin are Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch, although I don't think they're called Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch in the Avengers one. They are, that's what I just said. They're Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch.
Don't they do it?
In Godzilla, because they're married in Godzilla. Are they dating? No, he's married to that lady who's like 40.
Yeah. I meant the characters, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
No, they're twins.
I read somewhere that was incest. But.
Wait, no. There is no incest there.
Yeah, no.
Unless it's some new
thing. Who told me there was incest between those
two? No, see, you are thinking of Game of Thrones, and you are wrong.
No. Like in the ultimate. Okay.
No. Nope.
Ultimate Adventures.
No.
That was the one where Hank beat up old girl, his wife, whose name I'm bailing on right now. Yeah, that happens. Captain America is kind of racist. And the twins are incest. Did I not read the same book that you guys read?
Okay, you're gonna have to find me that book so I can read it, because I don't remember this at all. But there's a lot of comics out there.
I don't remember that either, but you know what? I wouldn't put it past that there is one series I wouldn't be surprised if there was a series that did that. So
gross. Nobody wants that.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go off to the main topic today. Woo! So we haven't had an extensive Doctor Who episode in a while. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking about 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever doctor he actually is, Peter Capaldi.
He's 12, goddammit. I'm naming him 12. The other guy was like 9.5. I'm calling
him
9.5.
Well, basically, with the series finale,
He came before 9. Like, the War Doctor came before 9. So, technically, I'm calling him 8.5. So,
8.5. No, but, well, it doesn't even really matter anymore because, well, I guess we can just call them by name now, because the way that Moffat gave the Doctor all of these new lives, Doctor Who's going to go on forever, because he got all the lives from all of the Time Lords in that one episode that ended Matt Smith. But anyway, so there's already been the first four episodes. Okay, first and foremost, I want to know what you guys think of Peter Capaldi as the Doctor.
Okay, so I'm going to go by the first premiere episode with Peter, which was Deep Breath. I kind of liked him, but I wasn't... Look, I've been hurt before by Moffat, so I wasn't going to be
super get your excited. Hopes up?
Right, I wasn't going to get my hopes up, but I felt like it was a pretty good premiere for him. I didn't feel like they was trying to sell him too much as being, oh, I'm so different from 11 or anything like that. I didn't feel that way. And, like, I didn't feel like they was trying to kind of force us to like him.
They were just reminding you constantly that he's old.
Yeah.
By the way!
Which weirded me out a little bit. So,
what I found, even though I mocked it throughout the entire thing, Claire's reaction to him was like, oh no, my boyfriend's not my boyfriend. He looks different.
Yeah, she was very
When is he going to be my boyfriend again?
Yeah, she was like, very much. But here's the thing, and that actually, we'll get into that. I'll get into that later. But yeah, her reaction, like the entire first episode, was just like, he's not the same. Something's not right. Which is everybody's reaction to the doctor changing. It's, oh, you're a different person now. When the shit did this? Well, no, because Matt Smith didn't get like a transition companion.
No, I think Rose was the only one.
Rose got a transition companion.
And she just rolled with it.
For yeah. She was like, your face is different. And he was like, your face is different. And she was like, all right, whatever.
I'm going to take a big shit on Mickey and we can have some adventures.
Right.
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 Basically.
But this one, okay, this just made me more irritated with Clara. But I kind of, at the same time, I kind of understand, like, it's a shock when you see someone face totally changed and their personality is kind of different but the same.
The one thing that I thought was weird, though, was was he old? He was old Matt Smith. They made him old Matt Smith when he changed, and then he was regular H. Peter Capaldi. So,
yeah.
Him being old shouldn't, like, for me, for that episode, I was like, why is she making a big deal of him being old? Because he was already old when she last saw him. She right. should just be like, oh, your face is weird. You're not the same, like, you're not the same person. She kept going, he's old. Which was, I thought was kind of weird. But, one thing I do like is they're bringing in more characters. So now I feel like Clara is actually getting dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat, yeah.
Because they brought that fine military teacher.
Danny Pink, hey.
British Jesse Williams.
I was just about to say that!
You know what?
Man!
You know what?
He is, though! They need to do a picture together, side by side.
So cute. I was just like, And so I'm really, really hoping him and Clara hook up just for the eventual shirtless British Jesse Williams scene.
Yes. So did we ever get a hookup between Amy and Rory? I mean, because who? You know, I mean, I feel like it's only fair if they treated the same.
No.
Temper or expectation.
Nope. Not going to happen.
The same.
I actually, now though, with Peter Capaldi, Doctor, I really wish Donna could see the Doctor again without her head exploding, because I want to see Donna and Grumpy Doctor. I think that would be the funniest shit.
People listening, if you could make a webcomic of their adventures, I would read it.
Oh my god, somebody do that!
That shit would be hilarious. I feel like Moffat, he could figure out a way. If you could figure out a way to give the Doctor extra lives and to be kind of annoying, then you could figure out a way that we can get Dr. Donna back. I've been waiting forever. So, please. But, you know, Clara's going to be gone in December. After the Christmas special?
I'm kind of not too sad about that.
I'm not sad about it. I want to know who they're going to... I'm looking at the episodes to try and see who... Because I feel like it's... Because you know how they always recycle characters or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I have a guess.
Do you think it's going to be the Black Pilot chick?
Yep. I also think the Black Pilot chick is a descendant of Clara.
Ooh.
Because
yes,
if you think
so
about it, like... I caught up on the episodes today, and the fact that she keeps, I mean, the last name is Blue, and her boo's last name is Pink. Mm-hmm. Like, and they don't do, and Steve, and Moffat never does that shit on accident.
Wait,
like,
wait,
oh,
what's
what a
Clara's last name again?
Clara is Oswald.
Yeah, but she's eventually, oh wait.
I think she's going to hook up with, no, but I think she's going to hook up with, what's his name?
British Jesse Williams.
British Jesse Williams.
Danny Pink. The character's name is Danny Pink.
Fine-ass Danny Pink. I think she's going to end up hooking up with him, and they're going to go off and live semi-happily ever after until she turns into a Dalek.
Oh my god, yes, yeah, she does. Wait,
is that her? No, that's one of her deaths, though. I don't think that's her future. Yeah. Then that's another thing why I stopped watching Doctor Who last season, because that's when Moffat took that shit too far.
Yeah,
like
didn't she split herself across time to save the Doctor?
Yep, so she can always save the Doctor.
So
I don't think she's gonna. I don't think the Dalek is necessarily this future. I think that was another version of Clara, because there are many versions of Clara throughout the history of time. Many chances for you to be annoyed throughout the history of time. She's everywhere.
Yeah.
How many episodes have you watched?
I've watched everything but the last one. The last one I started, but I started it at night, and I was like, nah, nightmares. I'm cool on that. And so...
That was the best one.
That was. Listen, the fourth one was the best one. Like, best one so far, even though it was full of that Moffat, like, time is, like, circular time stuff bullcrap. Even though it had, it was full of that, it was actually pretty good. I suggest
it doesn't compare to Blink, but it's still.
Right. It's still, you know.
Well, Moffat's whole bag is taking things from your childhood and scaring the shit out of you with them, so.
Yeah.
Well, he likes to do.
Yeah, like I can't even look at statues without giving them side eye.
Fucking Melissa took a picture of a lady who did a really, really, really good Weeping Angel costume and made that shit the background of her phone and just kept showing it to me every time she could while we were at Dragon Con. And I was like, why?
Like every
time, it is still the background of my phone.
Every time I get deja vu, I wonder if the silence got me. Like, now I can't. Now I jump over my goddamn bed because I'm like, I am not touching the floor so something could grab my ankles. Nope.
No. God damn it.
Can we talk about what was clearly the weakest episode so far?
Robot of Sherwood?
Actually, I believe the Dalek episode was the weakest.
Really?
Because, yes. When it came to the twist, I was looking at the television screen like, fucking duh. Like, fucking duh.
Wait, okay. What was the twist? Because
oh, you know what? Okay, in that case, I agree with you.
Yeah, like...
What was the twist again?
The twist was that the Dalek was only good... Should we give a synopsis first? I don't know. I think people have already seen it. Anyway, the Doctor gets called in to fix a Dalek who's bad, but apparently the Dalek is good because he's saying destroy all Daleks. And then they do a nano thing, which is super cool. They go inside the Dalek. They find out that the Dalek is actually broken. And then they fix the Dalek. But nobody thinks ahead of time that maybe the Dalek only appears to be good because he's malfunctioning. And once you fix the Dalek, you therefore reverted him back to his exterminate-ass self. And so when they do that shit, I'm just like, no one thought about that?
Right.
Like, really?
Especially when they first get in.
That was a twist?
Yeah. Especially when they first get into the Dalek and the Doctor pointed out the little memory cells and how... They automatically set up a computer program to remove any memory that would make the Dalek appreciate other life on Earth. So what do you think was going to happen when you fix the Dalek? That computer program was going to get jump started again.
Wait, they thought that was, I don't think that was supposed to be like a twist, you guys. I think it was just supposed.
Well, they were also shocked.
Well,
and then they had to explain it. I don't understand why that was a shock.
Well, I don't think it was a shock. I don't think it was a shock so much because the Dalek is still evil. Because yeah, I think it was a shock more because the Doctor is supposed to be this person who can fix everything. You know.
I mean, he did fix the Dalek, but like
he did.
But in the sense that he was supposed to show the Dalek what, because they've done this that kind of episode almost every season where he goes and he sees a Dalek and he's like, this is what love is. And the Dalek finds out what love is and goes, nah, fuck it, I'm a Dalek.
Okay, because...
Well, no, I'm talking about the part like, when he figures it out, though.
Okay,
like, but, when he's doing his explanation, he sounds so fucking shocked.
Like, didn't we do this with Rose? Didn't we do this with... Who else do they do this with?
I just everyone.
They did it with 10.
Oh, when no, I'm thinking back.
Because
the, Dalek, say, the last
they did it with
the
9.
Dalek.
They did it with 10 because 9 was about to kill a Dalek and Rose was like, no, no, he's actually pretty good. Don't kill him. He's dying, blah, blah, blah. So, like, we had to do at least with every doctor from 9 to 12. We had to. How did he forget that?
I just feel like at some point we should accept the fact that Daleks are genetic. Yeah, they're evil assholes. Do River Song. Don't bother negotiating. Tell them your name and then kill them. Like that's it.
Like, and the fact that he explained how the Daleks set up their whole biology to stifle any type of thought outside of what the main Dalek wants. So I don't understand why we're surprised. We're surprised. Mm. Ain't no surprise. Everything no. about the biology is exterminate for Daleks. They have been set up to do that. Like, they have a program in their brain to wipe out, well, not wipe out, but to remove out of their main memory anything that will bring any care of the galaxy or life. So, I don't understand that episode. So, you know what, Melissa, I agree with you. That is the weakest one.
Yeah, I am going to say that's the weakest one.
I'll give it a bonus point, though, because it was in this episode that we got to see the one of the aspects of the Doctor that I really like is because I like jerks. He was an asshole. Like, when that guy died, he almost got his ass kicked. Like,
he was like, he's like, the guy was gonna die anyway. They already had him in his sight, so.
So he was dead. I'm just saving the rest of us. You mad? Let's keep going. Like,
like, hey.
I can appreciate that about that Doctor, because he's seen so much. Like, it's hard to believe that a doctor that's lived through so many lives and has seen so much shit is always going to be, oh, the world. Oh, everybody gets a hug. Oh, the goodness of everyone. At some point, he's world weary. Like, yeah, he died. Well,
he goes dead. Through phases. Like, yeah. Like, 9 was just a dick all the time.
I love humans. 9.
Are fucking stupid, but I'm going to keep coming to save your asses because you're stupid. And then 10 was like, oh, humans are great. Oh, wait, no, humans are stupid. Ah, but I love you guys. But God damn it, you're stupid. And then 11 was like, yay, humans, you're all great. You're like toys or whatever. And now this one's just like, nope, fuck it, hate you guys. You guys are dumb. You guys are stupid. No, 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 stop it, you idiots.
Look, I died 11 times for y'all. Well, 12, okay, if you count. Whatever. I've died so many times because y'all did some stupid stuff, so I'm done. I'm done.
And, but you would imagine that the doctor that comes after 11 would be that way. 11 spent so much time saving humanity. Like,
he's just tired.
That was like his main objective.
He's just tired.
But you know what didn't happen, though? Here's the thing that didn't happen with 12. Well, no, 9 didn't really get one either, but 10 and 11 got these massive, like, speeches, like, I am the protector of human beings. You don't fuck with human beings, because then you have to deal with me. And now 12 is just kind of like, oh, I'm here. I guess I'm going to do some shit. Also, I can't distinguish 12's theme song yet.
Oh, you know what? They're all the same theme song to me. I keep the one that I first heard. Because they have some of the same soundtrack. The little time things at the beginning. I enjoyed this beginning sequence more than I did when Amy came on the scene. Because I think the season, Amy's second season or whatever, every freaking opening sequence was her explaining the Doctor Who show. And it was just like, stop doing that. Oh, after so long of watching this, people either know what they're watching or they don't. Like, yeah. It's like those 80s sitcoms that the song would explain what you're about to watch.
And here's a dad all by himself with his son. What are they going to do? Then the nanny comes along and she makes the lives better.
Oh, wait, you just said the nanny.
They also have to have the title of the show in the song. Yeah.
So I'm glad they stopped that shit. Like,
yeah. But, what was I going to say? I was going to say something.
You're trying to figure out his theme song?
Yeah, I can't figure out his theme song. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that to get fleshed out and to make sense. Because I remember 9, not 9s, I remember 10s and 12s. I don't think, 9 had one too, but I can't really distinguish 9s. That is how much of a geek I am that I'm like, oh, the theme song for the specific motherfucking doctor. Dork.
You are great because I didn't know that they had different ones.
Yes. Oh my god.
It's hot.
Yeah, they do, but I for never... me.
No, that's the title sequence song. But each doctor, what happens is when there's a climactic event, like when the doctor is about to save everyone and solve every riddle, whatever, 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 there's a specific song or a specific melody that you can hear.
Oh, that also sounds the same.
That's what gives you that feeling of, oh shit, this is about to, like, shit's about to go down and this is about to get awesome, is because you hear that theme.
Right.
And I really, really like Matt Smith's. It was very, very close to David Tennant's, but it wasn't exactly the same. But Matt Smith's sort of kind of fit the intensity of Mad 11. Like, 11 was a big kid the whole time, but then when he get mad and he had to, like, when he got mad and was like, no, this is about to get real, it got really intense. And I felt like the theme song helped with that. But yeah, anyway. Anything else, ladies?
I feel like there was one more thing.
Okay.
So, I don't know, but I like how Jamie snuck in here and is sitting there quiet but talking shit on Twitter.
Right. And you know what?
She done so?
Yeah.
If she would just watch an episode. She's on the call. That's all we
but
had.
Being quiet. And let. Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Quit your cackling.
Oh, wait. I do have a Doctor Who question.
Okay.
No. Now, we all know that they like to recycle their monsters. So, what monster would you like to see come back? Not the Daleks. Good Lord, not the Daleks.
The Daleks and the Cybermen are something that are just going to come up every season.
Yeah.
Every iteration of the Doctor, that's just going to happen.
Okay, is
it actually getting tired of Weeping Angels. Please stop.
Okay, is it me or I want the Master back?
Oh, oh my God, I wish you saw the fourth episode. Dee, did you see, JP, did you see the fourth episode?
I saw all the episodes.
Okay, so that's who I thought it was at one point in the episode. Don't spoil it. That's who I thought she was talking to at the end.
Oh, shit. Now I gotta watch that episode.
Okay, which episode?
The fourth
one. Right, the last episode at the end, Clara is talking to someone. I thought that was him, the Master. I thought it would have been cool if it was the Master instead of who we thought it was. So it was turned out to be.
Yeah, it would have been. You know what? That would have been an interesting twist.
Right, right?
God damn it.
I was going to say the Silence, but now I kind of want... The Master was fun. Like, he was evil and, you know, that... He fucked over Martha Jones and her family. But for the most part... Yeah, I was gonna say the Silence, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Master.
Ooh, what?
D?
I'm trying to think.
That was my answer. How you gonna take my answer?
Because I was gonna say the Silence, but the Master was so fun. If I could think of anybody else, I would also like to know who the hell is Missy and what is this heaven? Is it something that was alluded to in the last season that I totally skipped?
I think it was somebody who was, you know what,
I thought she was the priest chick, but I don't think that's the same person.
Who knows? I'm confused.
Oh, the priest chick.
That's who I thought it was, but I think I'm wrong.
I don't think so either. Oh, wait, or it could be, okay, I would say either the Master or, the flesh people. Remember the creepy flesh people that kidnapped Amy? And she did a really creepy death thing to them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so. Okay.
Shit.
Okay, now I'm done. Either one of those would be fine for me.
I can't think of a villain that I want.
Okay, wasn't it a female Time Lord, which I cannot think of her name right now?
Who? Oh, Jenny?
No, not Jenny. When is she coming from the back? Old Doctor Who.
I'm out.
Oh, no. I know it started with an R. Somebody in chat room help me. God damn it.
Wait, you mean there was a female Time Lord? Because I thought Stephen Moffat was running his mouth about how there could never be a female Time Lord.
She was.
Oh, actually, that's what I wanted to bring up. Remember how everybody was, oh, I may have brought it up before, but everybody was running their mouth how the doctor needs to be a true Englishman, because people were like, how about Idris Elba? And they were like, he's not really, he doesn't count because, you know, he has to be like a true Englishman. Idris Elba is English. But what the fuck ever?
Since y'all ain't helping me, okay, her species is Time Lady, which is just a version of Time Lord. I don't understand what y'all even did that. Ramona?
Nope. No. Don't know her.
Vaguely remember reading something on Wikipedia about her.
Yep. From the old Doctor Who.
I can't think of a villain that I can...
But I don't think she was a villain. Well, I think one... I'm trying to remember what one of her incarnations became a villain, or am I thinking of another person?
So there has been a female Time Lord.
Yeah, it has.
Why wouldn't there be?
I thought Moffat said we weren't ready for that.
That because Moffat is...
I'm mad you listen to Moffat.
No, because I'm thinking, you know, I don't understand. So is he saying we're not ready for a female Time Lord, or not a female Time Lord who isn't a villain? I don't understand which sexist remark he's making. I would just like to know.
Yeah, I don't know why he said that when there has been in the previous runnings of the show. So I think because it was one who was his daughter that got killed. Then it was one who was supposed to be helping him on one of his missions. And I think it was another one who was a evil Time Lady, Lord, whatever. I can't remember her name. I know one was with an R. I thought that was the evil one. Maybe that's not. I don't know. But no one's. Damn it. No one in chat room. So forget it. I don't care. So.
If you guys know the answer, please tweet us, because it's going to bug the shit out of JP until you do.
Yep. It will. It will. It will.
At Nergasm Noir. That's our Twitter.
but you know what? I would like to see Jenny back if the actress who plays her is not popping out any more of David Tennant's babies. So
it's weird.
Was she a bad guy?
Who?
Wait. Well, what Jenny was that thing? Okay, wait. You remember that episode on the train? It's like a famous episode, and I'm just gonna pretend like. I'm just not going to remember the name right now. But when they were on the train and there was that monster that would mimic people, and then it would
mimic. The airplane?
No, it was on a train. It was with 10.
It was an airplane. Was it midnight?
It was midnight, but it was a train. It was not an airplane.
A fucking train. It was an airplane. They just got thrown into the space. What are you talking about?
It was a train.
It was a train. It just flows.
I'm calling it an airplane. You can't just call it a train if it flies. What kind of shit is that? It's a plane.
You can't just call it. Technically, I guess you're right. But yeah, I want to see that. That was a cool concept. I want to see it, that expanded on.
Yeah, so. I mean, Jenny wasn't a bad guy, but I would like her character to show back up, so.
I think it's weird that we just introduced her and then we just never heard of her again.
Right.
It's a big plot hole right there. It's not so much a hole, it's just kind of laziness to me. Like, it's so interesting. Because I remember I don't know if we all thought it, but when we were trying to figure out who was the one that was going to, you know, kill the doctor a couple of seasons ago, because apparently nobody watched last season. And I believe Jenny was one of the contenders, but it turned out to be River Song. Oh, wait, and River Song is also... Well, she says Time Lord, because they did it in, you know, what happens when you do it in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how baby Time Lords are born.
They do it in the box.
I just really want River Song to come back, guys. Like, yeah. Please?
But, like, honestly, who is this Missy person? Because... Like, I don't remember seeing her.
I'm so mad. Okay, somebody in the chat room put that somebody is a time m'lady. I'm going to punch this person.
Time m'lady.
Dead in their face.
So, okay, so apparently Missy was in Nightmare in Silver episode? What the? Nightmare I'm confused. In Silver. I'm confused. I think she
Which doctor was that?
It was 11. So she was the, like, I don't understand.
I don't either, but I guess I'll have to look it up, because I'm not going back to the past season. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I'm skipping that season. So that's what it was in. I'll just have to read about her character on Wikipedia and call it a day.
All right,
I didn't really like Claire until Danny came along. So
you're
so fine.
You really just like Danny. So, you don't like Clara.
I really do just like Danny, and I don't want him to be alone.
Dude, so, what if Danny ends up being the next companion?
I think.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think his,
Don't do it.
Well, here's the thing. There's something weird.
I think his future child, the astronaut they picked up, who time traveled, I think he's going to end up being.
JP.
What?
He's trying to stop you.
What? Why?
She hasn't seen it yet.
Well,
I don't understand what's going on, but we've already hit our what minute mark have we hit?
I don't know. Timey wimey and all that.
45 minutes.
Okay.
We've hit the 45 minute mark, so we need to wrap it up.
Oh, it's over? Oh, no.
Shut up.
Well, let's give you know Jamie didn't what? Get to say let's, anything this episode. You know what?
We
so maybe
could,
she gets
we could do 10 more minutes because I did start the recorder early, so.
Okay.
Because yeah, Jamie, that you should not say nothing. You should not say nothing.
So how are you today, Jamie? What's going on with you? Talk about your feelings and whatnot.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. I was just riveted by all this Doctor Who talk that I can't even think.
Really? Where are you been?
No, but it's great. I am going to do myself a favor, though. And sometime this week, I'm going to go on Netflix, and I'm going to watch all the episodes of Doctor Who I've missed.
You a liar, and the truth is not in you.
Nobody believes you.
I am. No, I will even live tweet.
Okay, we're going to make it an event. We're gonna make it.
Look, you already pissed off a whole bunch of Doctor Who.
Start watching Doctor Who together.
Wait, why we gotta watch it together?
I think it's just Dee and Jamie doing that. It's okay.
Right, I can't.
It could just be me and Jamie, but I'm gonna see if she's watching Doctor Who though. Put your money where your mouth.
Okay. So let's make this interesting, right? Okay. I have to commit to watching all the seasons that are on Netflix currently, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And if I don't...
It's a lot of seasons. I hope you know that.
Yeah, it's not just new Doctor, man. Is it just new Doctor? Is old Doctor on Netflix?
Yeah. Old Doctor's on Netflix, but they have the new... They have it separate from the
new Doctor
series.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
So
new
I will
Doctor.
Watch. I will watch the revamped series, all seasons of it. And if I don't, you guys get to figure out what a punishment is.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
I think she has to give up anchovies for the rest of her life.
I'm sorry. Sure, what now? Wait, hold on. What?
No, I think we should make her eat, like, white chocolate. You don't like white chocolate, do you?
Oh, wait. I got a better one.
White chocolate. Yeah.
If you don't watch these Doctor Who episodes, you have to live tweet Ilyana Fix My Life.
And eat white chocolate.
Yes.
Oh.
That's painful.
Beloved.
So if you don't watch all of the new Doctor Who episodes, if you rage quit, then you have to live tweet Ayana fix my life and eat a bar of white chocolate.
Yeah. That's pretty fair.
Yes, that's fair. And you have to record yourself eating the, you know what? I'm going to go to your house and watch you eat the chocolate.
I feel like you should do both at the same time because they're both comfort foods. No, one is for your stomach and one is for your soul. Because Jamie, yesterday I cried and it was okay.
Beloved. Oh my God. I blame y'all for this because I just got followed by a Twitter account called Praise His Name. I think it's time to get off.
Fix it, Felix.
Okay, so I have to explain that because apparently around my house, me and my sister were saying fix it Jesus a lot. And my mom got a little upset because she doesn't think that's proper. And so we changed it to fix it Felix. Equally funny, at least to me.
It is.
Anyway, I'm ready to wrap it up. I don't really have anything for a post noir today.
Me either. So okay, so do your spiel.
Okay.
I'll say awkward goodbyes.
Awkward goodbye. We should have an 80s themed theme song one episode where we just five girls, also nerds, so black.
Yes. I'm down for that.
You would be. Anyway, so now it's time to wrap up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. Please tweet us the answers to any questions that we had this episode because it'll rack our brains and drive us crazy for eternity. You can also follow each of us ladies individually as well. You're probably one of the, 11,000 people following Jamie right now at the Way of the Id. But if you aren't a fame chaser and you follow Jamie, you can follow the rest of us regular people. You can follow JP at Isitis, Kia at The Last Storm, Melissa at Black Girl Geeky, and me at Nani Cool J. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check us out next week. Bye.
Bye.